The incident controller of this bushfire is Kevin Pollack, and he joins us on Drive this afternoon. It's 28 to 5. Kevin, how are things looking out along TJ Road?
Things are starting to be on the improve to what they were a couple of hours ago. We just had a major run of the head fire head towards the eastern boundary, which was heading towards a new subdivision called Hidden Valley. It did enter parts of Hidden Valley, but we had units there ready to put out any running fire that actually entered the subdivision, and so far it's held its own.
Okay, so this is an ever-changing beast, I imagine, dependent upon wind directions and the gusts of the winds. Are you confident now that it's unlikely to move east into Hidden Valley?
At this stage, we're reasonably confident. We're still sort of not fully confident because we're still expecting strong southwest winds up to 30 k's. So if that doesn't eventuate, I'm confident that we won't have any more incidents within Hidden Valley. But we've still got a lot of work to do generally around the whole perimeter to make sure this fire is safe overnight and tomorrow.
Have residents in Hidden Valley and other areas chosen to stay or go, do you know?
I'm not quite sure because where I am, I haven't had any contact, but I think our appliances and greatly assisted by the volunteers and fire and rescue, we've probably put a lot of people at ease. Because Hidden Valley is a new subdivision that's not really overbuilt with houses.
All right, Kevin. Well, I'll let you get back into the work that you must be doing.